Hello, Tempest fans. I am the Midnight Host, and I want to invite you to join me every Friday as I enjoy a new horror short story. For fans of The Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt, and Creep Show, Don't Fall Asleep is a podcast and YouTube channel featuring modern and classic horror stories. Narrated by Spencer Dillehay, the narrator for Tempest Investigations. Find us on YouTube and in podcast form. Search Don't Fall Asleep Channel on YouTube and Don't Fall Asleep Podcast in Google or your player of choice. Whatever you do, have a pint of Bob's Tail Ale before you go, and don't fall asleep.
Part 7. Jim, Rhea, and Andrew sat close together in Jim's office, huddled around the desk where the file Jim had received from Lamort was spread out. Andrew had read through most of it after coming back, and now leaned back in his chair.
"Scary guy, to say the least.
He reminds me of some of the people I did research on when I was in the Bureau. He's obviously got this serial killer mentality, as well as a massive superiority complex."
"I don't think you need to psychoanalyze him," Jim said. "He's nuts, plain and simple. Plus, he's a vampire, which makes him double nuts."
"I think you would have done great at Quantico, Jim. You would have revolutionized the art of psychology." Andrew rubbed his chin. "So, we have all this information now. We know who he is. We know who his two buddies are. Diego and, what was his name? Ernst. We know what kind of things they've done, but we don't know where they are now. All we can do is to try and look at this profile and try to find a pattern. If we find that, maybe we can get one step ahead of them. And, in all modesty, that's what I used to do for a living."
"Great. Then let's hear it,"
Rhea said. "Shower us with your FBI wisdom." Despite the seriousness of the situation, Andrew laughed.
"It's not that easy. It takes time and effort. But I can tell you a couple of things right off the bat. Maurice is an artist. He's not going to live in some fancy mansion like you say the former prince does. He'll be living in something more bohemian."
"Like a loft somewhere overlooking the park?" Rhea said.
"Possibly. We also know from the folder that he's very unpredictable, but that he values the idea of publicity and exposure. Both times he's let someone go to tell the story to the news media. He's not going to stay in the dark, and the people he's inspiring won't do that either. Case in point, with the guy we met in the garage, Jim."
"Right." Jim lit a fresh cigarette. "So he's going to make sure he has plenty of opportunity to be seen and heard, but he's not afraid of getting caught since he figures he can get away clean. He's overconfident."
"It might not be overconfidence. Remember, he's been doing this for a very long time, even longer than you. He's got more experience than any man on the police force."
"Just like I told Benari," Jim mumbled.
"Okay, so we have to look for places where it would make sense for him to do something high profile. The trampoline park had a lot of families and kids, so he would be able to hit different age groups at the same time. What else would inspire an artist?"
"I'd say religion, local landmarks, or big public events."
Andrew looked at the calendar on his phone where city holidays and festivals had been marked. "Fortunately, Folsom Street Fair isn't for a few months yet. Imagine if we had a vampire run amok in a crowd of leather people."
"And the Chinese New Year was recently, so that's done too," Rhea said.
"Thankfully. I would hate to see something like that spoiled." Jim pushed back the chair.
"All right. We're all tired. Let's call it a night and talk about this in the morning. We want to get Mercedes and Matt's input on this as well."
Andrew got up and stretched.
"Good. I'm beat anyway.
You guys should have gone to Vegas. It was an incredible trip.
I know. Mercedes sent me a few pictures.
Matt really pulled some magic out of the hat for us, Jim,
Andrew said.
His spirit cougar apparently allows him to see and talk to spirits, just like you. That might be very useful for the agency.
Really? Jim frowned. That's interesting. I'll have him tell me all about that tomorrow. Good night.
Jim gave a nod toward the door, signaling Andrew to leave. Andrew took his time walking to the front door, turned around and looked at Jim and Rhea. He winked at Jim.
Can I give you a ride anywhere, Rhea, or
are you staying the night?
Just get the hell out of here, Picard, Jim said, making a mock punch.
Andrew ducked out the door, grinning, and shut it behind him. Jim turned to Rhea.
He's got a point, though. I mean, I wasn't going to presume anything, but...
Rhea kissed him. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have to ask that kind of question. I'll meet you upstairs. Don't take too long. The next moment, she vanished, leaving her clothes hanging empty in midair for a second, then crumbling to the floor.
Damn, that is one hell of a trick,
Jim said, picking the discarded clothes up from the floor. He didn't want Rhea to have to go down naked in the morning to get them. He walked up the stairs and turned off the lights as he heard Andrew's bike start outside. Across the street, two men sat in a parked car with tinted windows. They had been there for several hours, but neither showed any sign of being tired. Both wore sunglasses and long coats with collars turned up, which had protected them from the glare of the sun during the day. The man at the wheel took a picture with his cell phone of the motorbike going away and looked at his companion. Corrigan and the woman should be alone in there now. I'll follow the other one. You stay here and watch, should Corrigan go anywhere. Make sure to photograph anyone coming or going, if anyone does. The regent will want to know. The second man nodded in agreement and got out of the car as it pulled away from the curb and drove away after Andrew. He looked at the Tempest house, where lights were now turned off except on the first floor. As he waited for his partner to return, he licked his fangs. He had seen the Immortal in Convergence Club before, and he looked forward to finding out just how tough he really was.